I want to talk to you about Major League Baseball, specifically the uniforms. Uniform. Remember that word. Biggio, Vlad, with the pine tar, schmutz all over the front of the helmet. I know I sound Jewish, but I'm Italian. You with the pine tar, so much so that I can't read whether you're from Boston or Anaheim. I hate both you, by the way, but I still want to know who to hate. Why do you need the pine tar all over the helmet? And when does Major League Baseball get involved and put the kibosh on this? Another Jewish sounding word. Again, I'm a paisan. Point is this. I know why you have pine tar. It's so you don't make a souvenir out of every bat you own. But you could use the pine tar rag and then walk 8 feet into the batter's box. What do you think, the pine tar fairy's going to steal the pine tar? Pine tar lasts for... Lincoln still has pine tar on him. You understand? That's how long pine tar lasts. And by the way, how pissed is George Brett? He's got pine tar an eighth of an inch higher up the bat, and he gets the dinger taken away. Vlad Guerrero has it spread all over his torso and nothing. You're antisocial. You're thumbing your nose at the man. And don't get me started on Manny and Bonds and the long pants. And then here comes Seriano and A-Rod with the knickers, like you're delivering papers in the 30s. It's called a uniform. You think the NBA would put up with this? One guy's rocking the cargo shorts. The other guy's sporting the Dolphin shorts with the rainbow suspenders on it. He's got his boys hanging out in front of God and everyone. You make me sick. It's a uniform. Dress like